I cannot tell you how many times God just speaks directly to me with whatever I am dealing with. I am so, so grateful for how he speaks to me every day, and it's in the daily readings. You can get the daily readings if you go to usccb.org. Sign up, put your email in there, and every single day, you too can read the daily readings. It's in the Catholic Church. Like I said, if everyone was reading the Bible in the exact same verses, we would be a different world. But many people don't. Every single day, I try to prepare myself for Mass by reading the readings in advance and allowing God to put on my heart what he wants me to do. So today is Saturday of the third week of Easter. Many of you may be like, wait a minute, I thought the Easter octave, 8 days, was the celebration of Easter in the Catholic Church. And yes, it was. Every single day we celebrated like it was Easter. But we still celebrate all the way up until Pentecost. So when you get the readings, you will not see the Old Testament in the first reading. You will see the New Testament. It's all about after Jesus lived, suffered, died, and was resurrected. It's all New Testament stuff. So the first reading was such a slap in my face because God always says, greater things than these will you do in my name. And I'll tell you a little bit about my situation after I read you the readings. Okay, so it's Acts chapter 9, verse 31 through 42. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. She was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord. And with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, she grew in numbers. As Peter was passing through every region, he went down to the holy ones living in Lydda, L-Y-D-D-A. There he found a man named Aeneas, who had been confined to bed for 8 years, for he was paralyzed. Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed. He got up at once, and all the inhabitants of Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Sharon is not a person. Sharon is a town, by the way. Now, in Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which translated is Dorcas. She was completely occupied with good deeds and almsgiving. Now, during those days, she fell sick and died. So after washing her, they laid her out in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him with the request, please come to us without delay. So Peter got up and went with them. When he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs where all the widows came to him weeping and showing him the tunics and cloaks that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter sent them all out and knelt down and prayed. Then he turned to her body and said, Tabitha, rise up. She opened her eyes, saw Peter, and sat up. He gave her his hand and he raised her up. And when he had called the holy ones and the widows, he presented her alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many came to believe in the Lord. Greater things than these will you do, says Jesus, in my name. This is why the Bible is so awesome. It is the most scrutinized book in the world. And that is why there are specific names, there are specific towns, there are people, Aeneas, Tabitha, Peter. Proof that these things happened. So what does this mean in your life? You got to pay attention, people. You got to fight the fight. Cast out those spirits that are preventing you from doing God's will or doing something big in your life. I just got my quote for the retreat home, and I'm going back to see what it would be if I changed up a few things, but I will tell you, it's not a small number. So I have been feeling, just yesterday, by the way, that's the day that I got the number, back and forth, up and down, attacks on my spirit, attacks on my peace, fear, maybe even greed. I'm also not trusting in God's providence, so lack of faith. What do you do when things like this come your way? You fight. You put on that armor of God. You realize that Jesus' name has power in your life too. And you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce or I bind the spirit of fear, of greed, of lack of faith. And I command you to go to the foot of the holy cross for Jesus to pour his precious blood on you and to receive your sentence, never to come back again. If we don't cast out these spirits and emotions and feelings that are not of God, then we are going to fall into them. We are going to succumb to those emotions. We're going to be panicked. We're going to be anxious. We're going to be worried. We're going to overwhelm ourselves. That is why we have to pay attention. That is why, and I hate to use this word because it's so new age, but we have to be mindful. What is new age, by the way? It's anything that does not turn to the Holy Trinity as our God, Creator, and Savior. It's not the universe. It's not. It's not Buddhism. It's not Hinduism. It's not Muslimism. I'm sure that's not the right word. It's none of those things because it's Jesus Christ. And that is why there is power to raise people from the dead and to heal paralyzed people. We read it today. Tabitha and Aeneas. So it's time to start paying attention and to cast out those spirits in the name of Jesus Christ and get your peace back. You may have to do it 1,000 times a day, but do it. Because guess what? Those evil spirits are going to get tired. They're going to be like, oh man, we're not making any progress with this person because they know the rules and they are playing the game. So any temptation that comes your way, you can cast it out too. Say you've got a temptation for lust, pornography, gluttony, laziness, like you don't move your body. These are all things that you can cast out. And then I forget this a lot. So I'm going to ding, 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 put the biggest, you know, if I had lights that you could see, I would flash lights in front of your face. You have to do the second step. Fill yourself with the Spirit of God. Do you remember the story, the parable in the Bible where the spirit left the person, went around trying to find somewhere to go, couldn't find anything, and came back and found that that soul was nice and clean and swept up. So that spirit went and got 7 other spirits worse than the first, and that soul was way worse than when it initially cast out that demon. What am I talking about? What does this mean? You, the minute that you cast out those evil spirits, fill yourself with the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God the Father, please fill me with your peace, with your joy, with more faith, with more self-control. And then breathe, because now you've filled your home. Yes, it's all nice and swept and clean, but God's in it now. So when those spirits come back, because they're going to come back, and if you keep fighting, they'll get tired and they'll go to somebody else who's not fighting, by the way. They will eventually give up. But too many of us don't do it consistently. And when they come back, and you've got the Spirit of God in you, and you keep praying for more faith, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And you fill yourself with temperance, self-control, joy, love, peace, forgiveness. And it's God inside you. They can't come in. They kind of come to you and they go, whoa, she or he is filled with God. I'm out. So let's remember this. You gotta fight the spiritual battle every single day. Even if you have physical ailments, cast them out. If you don't have the Deliverance Prayers for the Laity book, what are you doing? Get on out there, just search Deliverance Prayers, Father Ripperger, R-I-P-P-E-R-G-G-E-R. I don't know if it's two R's or two G's. Might just be one G at the end. Buy it and look at the 11 pages of the named spirits that can taunt you and can truly physically hurt you. You may have a real sickness and illness, but a lot of us don't even think about going in the spiritual direction to fight the ailments that we have. We just turn to the doctors and pills, and we hope and pray that that heals us. Remember, evil spirits have access to three things. Your body. Hello. Do you remember that time when I was praying and all of a sudden I had a flash of the hotel down in Tennessee? This was after my husband died. I had not been to Tennessee yet, but previously God was putting on my heart to build a retreat home, and he was building it in my prayer time. Well, all of a sudden, my body got sick. So, boom, they have access to your body. I had a pit in my stomach because they also have access to your memory. I saw my hotel room down in Tennessee. Then my body got sick. I was crying like crazy. Last but not least, they have access to your imagination and your emotions. So I started bawling my eyes out saying, oh my gosh, I cannot go down there. There's no way I can be in Tennessee without my husband. I have to sell the place. I mean, I was in panic mode, crying. My stomach hurt so bad. My whole body was in pain. And then I realized, wait a minute. The last few days I've been building this retreat home with God in my prayer. What is going on? So all I said was, Jesus, take over. And instantly, that was the worst snap ever. There. Instantly, my body completely had peace. My tears dried up, even though tears were still on my face. I knew. I was fine. I knew that that was an attack. And I didn't even say the full prayer, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirit of anxiety and fear. And I didn't do that. I just said, Jesus, take over. So use that as well. Just call on the name of Jesus. There's power in him. And you have authority over your own body, your emotions, your memories. You can fight every single temptation that comes your way if you are paying attention. If you are consciously mindful about what is going on, because so many of us are on autopilot. We just get up, we do the same thing, and we don't even think about it. And when we are in a moment of fear or worry or anxiety or anger, That is when we have to pay attention. When we don't have that peace and something's stirring it and shaking it, that should be a big ding, 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 big red flashing light. Like, wait a minute, what is going on? Stop, pause, and pray it away. And don't forget to fill yourself again with the Spirit of God, the opposite of what you are casting out. This is the battle, people. And the more that we realize it's spiritual, the better we're going to be, the more conscious we're going to be. So my prayer is going to be casting out fear, casting out greed, casting out trusting God, my lack of faith, and then filling myself with peace, with more trust, with humility, and trusting in God, right? More faith. Amazing. Again, yesterday, I didn't fight it like that. I didn't say the prayers out loud. That's another thing. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell y'all. You have to pray this out loud. You have to, even if it's under your breath, let's say something's happening and you're in the line at the grocery store, or you might even be in mass and you have this weird, you know, vision of just something impure. Say it under your breath. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirit of impurity and I command you to go to the foot of the Holy Cross for Jesus to pour his precious blood on you and to receive your sentence, never to come back again. Lord Jesus, please, God, Father, Holy Spirit, put in my heart pure thoughts. Help me to only think of pure things. I don't know why I'm whispering, but you know, you can do that. But you got to say it out loud. All of this has to be said out loud because, again, good and bad spirits cannot read our minds. All right, let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, ignite in our hearts, our minds, our souls, our bodies, the truth that we can fight all of our spiritual battles with Jesus every moment of every day. Help us to remember that when we have our peace shaken, that we have to understand that we can fight it and cast it out. That we have to be conscious and mindful of everything all day. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this beautiful faith. Help us to use all of the quivers in our holder. Help us to fight with everything that you have taught us in the Bible so that we can use them all. And let's not forget, Lord, the sacraments of the Catholic Church, so we can go to confession and we can get all of this stuff off of our souls. Now we will pray for every person that has died before us in the hopes that they are in purgatory and that, God, you will bring them into your kingdom so fast. They just want to be with you in your heavenly kingdom. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth in our lives as it is in heaven. Please give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In your holy name, Jesus, and powerful name, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so what was I doing? I forgot I didn't finish that. Yesterday, I just was identifying the fact that I knew that they were attacking me. I would have a flash of fear. I would have a flash of, I can't spend this money. What am I going to do with retirement? Blah, blah, blah. So I was aware of it, but I didn't cast him away. I just turned back to peace. So a lesson to myself, I'm going to say the words out loud and to cast them out all day today. Already this morning, it's different. They're very much at bay. And I'm sure that they are listening to this podcast and saying, oh no, now she's sharing this with everybody else. Because we know the rules. Why don't we play the game? We know the rules to win. So let's do it. Let's do God's will. In the Mass, you hear the priest say when we pray the Our Father, he says, and now we dare to pray the Lord's Prayer. Why? Because we are saying that we're going to forgive, and oh Lord, please forgive us, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that is our life. So when we pray that prayer, I've shifted from the Hail Mary to that, because we ought to be changing our lives. And we can easily do it with the help of Jesus. He's our strength and our weakness, and he has so much power against all these evil spirits, which are pretty weak at the end of the day when you cast them out in Jesus' name. All right, everyone, I love you all so much. I can't even tell you how grateful I am to walk with you. And a shout out to my dear friend Janine, who has been there through all of this and is just such a wonderful friend, such a beautiful Christian, and a heart of gold. I just love you so much. And I love all of you. Many of you have been there. Many of you have sent me notes and prayed for me and all of that. And I cannot tell you enough how it is helping me. So continue to pray for me if you can, if it's on your list, if it's on your heart. I pray for all of you, every rosary, and I mean it. All right, everyone, have a blessed and inspired day.